Around 4 million Italians living abroad will join their brothers in Italy this week voting in the general election. For the first time, they will elect 12 lower house members and 6 senators to the Italian Parliament in the constituencies of Europe, North America, South and Central America, and Africa, Asia, Oceania and Antarctica, which includes Australia. Around 95,000 Italian citizens that reside permanently in Australia will be able to elect one lower house representative to the Italian Chamber of Deputies and one senator. Roberto Mengoni is the first secretary for consular affairs at the Italian Embassy in Canberra. He explains the process.
Well, it was, first of all, a long due law. It was discussed for many, many years in the Italian Parliament, but only in 2001, finally, the main political parties agreed to a law that for the first time will allow the Italians abroad to vote. This law was already applied for 2 times, because in 2003 and 2005 Italians abroad have been voting for the Italian national referendum, but this year this is the first time that they can vote also to elect their own representatives in the Italian Parliament.
Those who are elected will be full members of the Italian Parliament. Exactly how they are going to represent their electorates in Italy, given the geographic distance, is still to be decided. One of these candidates is Francesco Giacobbe, who was born in Sicily and now lives in Sydney. He's from the Unioni coalition, led by Romano Prodi.
I think the historic decision, which is very important to all Italians living abroad, is that for the first time a national parliament, this is the first time in the world, a national parliament that allocates 18 seats, which is about 2% of the total number of parliamentarians, for the citizens living outside the country. This is very important, in my opinion, in 2 different ways. One is because it will definitely foster the link that Italians or people living abroad have with Italy. And so by having one of their representatives sitting in Parliament, definitely that will generate a new, if you like, a very important interest in their homeland. But secondly, I think the other very important factor is that because Italians living abroad will be able to communicate directly into Parliament what their needs and problems and aspirations are. And that's not always needs and problems, it's also what their contribution to the Italians could be, Italians living in Italy. And by having representatives in Parliament, they will get a voice to do that in an official venue, and also will be able to influence the way how Italy spends its resources for Italians abroad.
Teresa Todaro Restifa was born in Sicily and she now lives in Sydney, and she is standing for the lower house. She's from Forza Italia, one of the major parties in the current governing coalition and the party of the current Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi.
Being Italian is something that your parents, where you are, we are very proud to be Italian. That does not detract from the fact that we are here, contribute to this country, and we're very proud to be Australians as well. But being Italian is something that we carry in our blood. We all have our relatives there. We go there on holidays. I mean, the world goes by Rome on holidays. And it's lovely to be Italian as well. It's a double benefit. It doesn't detract from anyone.
Well, if you are elected, what will be some of the first things that you'll be saying to the Italian Parliament?
First of all, I'll take them the greetings from all the Italians here that still consider themselves Italians. And then I will let them know that these Italians here have contributed greatly to the Italian economy throughout the years by going back, by sending money home for whatever reason. And most of them have properties still in Italy anyway, so they're still paying tax in Italy. So they are at every level Italians and they should be treated as such. And we all Italians, A-grade Italians, we all have the right to have the same benefits from the Italian government. And we are just citizens of the world.